He tried to avoid thinking about such long-range problems and to concentrate on immediate essentials. Slowly, he cleaned up the ship, checked that its systems were still running smoothly, discussed technical difficulties with Earth, and operated on the minimum of sleep. Only at intervals, during the first weeks, was he able to give much thought to the great mystery toward which he was now inexorably racing, though it was never very far from his mind. At last, as the ship slowly settled down once more into an automatic routine, the one that still demanded his constant supervision, Bowman had time to study the reports and briefings sent to him from Earth.